Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 17th, 2022, through Friday, January 21st, 2022. Monday, January 17th, 2022. Justice Department announces global resolution of criminal and civil investigations with privatized military housing contractor for defrauding the U.S. military. The U.S. Department of Justice announced a global resolution in support of its criminal and civil investigation into privatized military housing provider Balfour Beatty Communities, LLC, or BBC. BBC is one of the largest providers of privatized military housing for the U.S. Armed Forces. BBC pleaded guilty to one count of major fraud against the United States in connection with a criminal information filed today, December 23, 2021, in the District of Columbia. BBC reportedly earned fees for the development, management, design, construction, and maintenance of community housing across 21 U.S. Air Force, 18 U.S. Navy, and 16 Army bases within the U.S. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. Organizer of conspiracy that defrauded CARES Act of over $1.5 million in unemployment benefits, sentenced to 10 years in prison. Farron Gaddis Ricketts was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for her role in heading a conspiracy that defrauded the U.S. government of more than $1.5 million in pandemic-related unemployment benefits. Between May 2020 and February 2021, Ricketts and her co-conspirators filed more than 150 fraudulent claims for pandemic unemployment benefits. According to IRS CI Darren Walden, special agent in charge of the Washington, D.C. field office, Ricketts not only defrauded taxpayers herself, but she also helped dozens more criminals line their pockets with unemployment benefits meant for those truly in need. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. Former casino commission contractor Stephanie Barnes convicted by jury on all counts. Stephanie Barnes, former casino commission contractor for the Virgin Islands Casino Control Commission, was convicted of conspiring with former commission chairwoman Violet Ann Golden to embezzle or steal property valued at over $5,000 or more. Golden agreed to hire Barnes to serve as the casino commission's first ever certified problem gambling specialist, although at the time she was hired, Barnes had not actually received such certification. Barnes received a high salary and unauthorized benefits from the casino commission totaling over $600,000. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Final two of 10 women sentenced in multi-defendant tax fraud scheme. Lionel Hughes of St. Croix, Virgin Islands, and Nicolette Alexander of St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, were sentenced for their roles in a 10-defendant tax scheme that aimed to defraud the United States government. According to plea agreements filed with the court, from January 2011 to July 2012, Lionel Hughes, Nicolette Alexander, and others participated in a scheme to steal money from the United States Treasury by fraudulently obtaining federal income tax refunds. Hughes and Alexander were the last two individuals to be sentenced in the case. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Friday, January 21st, 2022. Federal jury convicts Baltimore defense attorney for money laundering. Maryland attorney Kenneth Weldon Ravenel of Moncton, Maryland, was convicted by a federal jury for conspiracy to commit money laundering. The trial evidence proved that Ravenel received drug proceeds from clients and associates who engaged in drug trafficking. Evidence was presented that Ravenel also used bank accounts of the law firm where he practiced to launder more than $1 million and used his law firm's bank accounts to receive drug payments and make payments to attorneys retained to represent other members of the conspiracy and make various investments on behalf of a drug trafficker client. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.